Thank you, Karen Atamario. In the business news this morning, no end in sight to falling house prices, the economic double act that will be in play today, and the latest from financial markets. The downturn in the housing market is unlikely to end anytime soon, according to the property research firm CoreLogic. Its latest house price index, which measures changing property values, was down 1.5% last month. That follows the 1.8% fall in August. Annual house price growth slowed from 9.5% in August to just over 3% in September. CoreLogic's head of research, Nick Goodall, expects prices to continue. The price falls to keep falling, while wholesale interest rates have further to go.
We think that one of the key constraints in the market right now is absolutely affordability, and affordability is affected by interest rates and affecting how much people can borrow to then pay for a house when they go and buy it too. So with the OCR tip to increase another 0.5% by the Reserve Bank later today, we see further increases coming in the future as well. We think that'll flow through the mortgage interest rates, which affects how much people can borrow.
Nick Goodall says higher interest rates are still yet to wash through the economy, with about 44% of homeowners are due to refinance their mortgages in the next 12 months. Well, today sees two major economic releases. The first leg of the double is the final government accounts for the past financial year. Expectations are the deficit will be several billion dollars less than the $19 billion forecast in the budget. And that's been supported by a solid tax take, company profits and PAYE in particular. Eyes also on the level of debt, all this against the background of government spending, inflation and interest rates. Infometrics chief forecaster Gareth Kiernan says the government needs to avoid the mistakes that have been made in Britain.
There are signs from the government that they're just starting to ease back on some of that that spending growth, but not turning it around in a great hurry. So, you know, they do want to sort of take notice of what is going on in the UK and making sure that there is, both fiscal and monetary policy are pulling in the same direction.
And that leads to the second leg of the double this afternoon, the Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Review. Institute of Economic Research Principal Economist Christina Leung says inflation may have peaked, but you can take more rate rises as a given.
Certainly things are, when it comes to cost pressures, they still remain very intense, and it does suggest that there remains a need for interest rates to increase further. We expect that the Reserve Bank will increase the OCR by 50 basis points at the upcoming meeting, but that tightening beyond that will be more measured.
That's Christina Leung from NZIER. The government accounts are out at 1 o'clock, the Reserve Bank's cash rate decision at 2 p.m. Well, let's have a look at financial markets now. Wall Street, a strong session, sharp rally in Treasury yields, and investors raising hopes the Federal Reserve may ease up on rate rises. Dow Jones Industrial Average are currently up 2.3%, the S&P 500 up 2.5%, and the NASDAQ up 2.8%. Our own top 50 index gained 131 points. That's about 1.2% yesterday. New Zealand dollar, 57.4 US cents, 88.2 Australian. The Aussie took a little bit of a fall after the Reserve Bank of Australia surprised with just a 25 basis point rise in its cash rate. Kiwi also buying 50 British pence. That's a 7-month low, 57.57 for euro and 4.08 yuan. Brent crude oil up 3%, just over $91 a barrel, and gold up $26 at $1,726.
The Kookaburra. RNZ National.